All right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast is Friday, April 9th, 11:24 p.m. And it's a stormy night in Jacktown. A lot of rain and a lot of power outages, you know. I want to talk about DMX, you know what I'm saying? RIP to him. My thoughts and prayers, you know, with his family, man. You know, all my hip hop fans, obviously, he definitely a big deal. And I'ma read a little report about basically what happened. Okay. On April 2nd, 2020, at approximately 11:00 p.m., Simmons was rushed to a hospital in White Plains, New York, where he was reported to be in critical condition following a heart attack at his home, possibly resulting from a drug overdose. The next day, his attorney, Murray Richmond, confirmed Simmons was on life support. That same night, tabloid journalism outlet TMZ, who first reported on the hospitalization, stated that Simmons had suffered oxygen deprivation to his brain as paramedics attempted to resuscitate him for 30 minutes. Simmons' former manager, Nikhil Walker, said he was in a vegetative state with lung and brain failure and no current brain activity. His manager, Steve Ripken, stated Simmons was comatose and that he was set to undergo tests to determine his brain functionality, which would allow his family to determine what's best from there. On April 9th, 2021, which is today, Simmons had reportedly lost functionality in multiple essential organs, including his lungs, liver, and kidneys. Simmons was pronounced dead later that day, age 50. So of course, DMX came out, his first album came out in 1998. And 98, I was at Callaway, and let's see, I probably 10th, 11th grade, some shit like that. And let me give you the backstory about Callaway. Callaway is the best school in Mississippi, definitely the best high school in Jackson by far. And we had people at Callaway who was, you know, we all was, for the most part, was middle class. We had people that families probably wasn't doing well, but majority, I say probably 60-70% of people came from two-parent homes. People had great upbringing. And it was like a group of kids who was in the New York rap music. You know, they was in the Wu-Tang and all that other shit. And I was Me and my people, we just was in the eight ball UGK and shit. And so I never forget. I saw on MTV, I saw somewhere they had a story about DMX. And they was talking about his album is dark and hell is hot. And DMX stood for Dark Man X, which I read today that shit, DMX was named after a beat machine or some shit. But anyway, so the first song MTV kind of or wherever I watched this at played for DMX was Get At Me, Dawg. And I didn't like that shit. Personally, I didn't like this shit. I kind of was like, I ain't feeling this shit. Now, mind you, I go to school. I don't know what the time period was, but it's a group of guys that basically wanted to be from New York. They dressed like they were from New York. They always wore Wu-Tang shit, had the Timbs and all types of shit. They wanted to be from New York bad. And I never forget, bro. I'm in Callaway and I'm walking out the front door of Callaway and cars lined up in the street and all these cars was playing DMX album. And I'm like, what the fuck? And even though I had probably heard that song one time, Get At Me, Dawg, and I didn't like it, his voice was distinctive, And I instantly knew what it was. And I remember some whoever I can't remember who was next to me. And I remember saying, "Is that DMX they playing?" And he was like, "Yeah, this shit hard, Now, I ain't know nothing about that motherfucker, but I just knew I didn't like that Get At Me, Dawg. And I need to listen to that shit after I finish recording this because, I may like the song now. So anyway, the whole street, it was crazy. All the cars in front of the school were just back to back to back playing his music and shit. And I was like, damn. So I still never did anything. And so let's see when DMX first album came out. Okay, his song Get At Me, Dawg was released in February. And then Stop Being Greedy was March. Then the Rough Rider Anthem was in May and all that shit, right? So let's fast forward later on that year. Cause DMX dropped two albums, man, that year. Which was at that time unheard of. It was crazy. So and he sold a lot with the first album. His first album, the first week he sold over 250,000 copies the first week. So that was crazy. So fast forward to later on that year. And I think I may have went through a whole nother school year. So this is a new school year, you know what I'm saying? Get At Me, Dawg. All that shit was like in February. So fast forward to probably November, December. So that's a whole nother school term. And people still bumping DMX and shit. And I heard slipping, falling. I can't get up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they got me slipping or whatever. I'm paraphrasing. And he said something at the beginning of that record that stuck with me even till this day. It always have stuck with me where he was like, and I'm paraphrasing. You had to go back and listen to the song. I hadn't listened to it in years, but he was like, everybody goes through pain, but you gotta find meaning through the pain, or you gotta find, everybody suffers and you gotta find meaning through the suffering or some shit like that. And I thought that was like the most insightful shit ever. So I went and got that album. And I only listened to that one song. I can't tell you nothing about that album other than Slipping. And I listened at that shit, and of course they played the videos. You know, back then you had to watch the TV and wait for the video to play on MTV, BET, VH1, or whatever. And every morning, me and my brother, we knew before school they'd play Slippin' at a certain time. So every morning we had the TV on, listening at that shit. Every morning when it first came out. And he was a huge hit in Jackson, and it's, well, shit everywhere, but it blew my mind, and because of him, he opened my mind up to New York rappers. 'Cause before then, it was just South and, you know, Snoop and Dr. Dre and shit for me. And he was like the first New York person that I was like, oh shit. And then later on, I got into Nas, and of course Nas is my favorite rapper. And because of that shit, I just because of that first album, which mind you, where the second album, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, it made me go get the next few albums, you know what I'm saying? The next album, the third album was, and then there was X. I got that shit. And then, you know, of course he had that song, What These Bitches Want From a Nigga. And that was crazy. And he just had me right there. And then he used to have those prayers and shit. And it, man, it was crazy, man. I even got the album, what was Year of the Dog again. You know what I'm saying? I got that album. That album came out August 1st, 2006. So he definitely made me into a fan, man. And you know, as I got older, I started learning that he had drug issues, and I always was rooting for him. And recently, may have been last night or 2 nights ago, I saw an interview where he was saying how he got hooked on drugs was he was 14. He was cool with this guy, this older guy, you know. And him and this guy used to do crimes together. They were breaking motherfucking houses and rob people, do all types of shit. And he was talking about they had broken somebody's house or something. And the guy had like a little joint or something. I'm like, hey man, smoke this. He said he really didn't even want to smoke that shit. But the guy kept pressing, like, hey man, go smoke this, man. And you know, he thinking it's weed, but it was lace. You know, it was, he laced the shit on his ass. And he laced it with cocaine or yeah, so or whatever. And from that point on, he kind of was hooked, and he was talking about why would that dude do a kid like that? That's how evil motherfuckers is. But I didn't know that till the other day. And I thought that was so sad, man. This man been through a lot, or went through a lot. and was dealing with a lot and overcame a lot. You know what I'm saying? I even watched a little bit of him on Drink Champs, and that might be his last interview. It was like a month or two ago. And you know, as I'm watching and I'm listening at him, which you know, it was a great interview, and I laughed a lot at it. I hadn't watched the whole thing because it's like that shit over 2 hours, and it's hard for me to sit still for that long. But you know, I was a little disturbed a little bit watching Nori drinking and smoking and shit around this man. And I know he have substance abuse issues, you know what I'm saying? And he like, hey, what we drinking? I'm like, oh shit. But at the same time, he is a grown man, but for me, if that was my friend and we doing some shit like that, we doing an interview like that, I wouldn't be drinking, and I make sure nobody around us drinking. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't want to be drinking in front of this person and knowing that they got this substance abuse problem, and I'm drinking and everybody in the room and shit drinking. So that shit was a little fucked up to me. But you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe X thought he could handle it, man. But yeah, DMX, man, a real legend. RIP to him. He definitely will be missed. Overcame a lot, man. Was going through a lot. And been through a lot. And he supposedly got an album that he was working on. So hopefully we'll get that album pretty soon, man. I love to listen to it. So you know, it made me think about when I got his second album, how you had to go to the store, buy the shit, then listen to it. And now you just pop the shit on your phone and shit crazy. But yeah, definitely a legend. He will be missed. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Man, and go subscribe to Too Hard to Swallow podcast on Instagram. Check out the page. A lot of great content on the page. You know, click the link in the description for this episode and every other episode to take you to the merch page, get you some merch. Go back and listen to past episodes, man. Yeah. So, thank you guys, you know, for supporting me, and this shit keep getting bigger and bigger, and I really appreciate it. But yeah, it's storming here, man. Let me get out of here. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Crudup Jr. Thank you guys for listening.